God of Thunder. I mean, we all know that that was written by Paul.
Yeah, it was originally a Paul song, and it took a little bit of convincing to get Paul to let Gene be the one to sing it.
Are there demos of Paul actually singing it?
Possibly, I don't remember. You know, we were doing, our demos were so down and dirty. I mean, literally like a handheld cassette mm-hmm. machine, and we were just, you know, one of us would play a guitar and we'd sing, and one of us would go, boo, da, boo, boo, da, you know, or Gene's demos were always cool, because Gene always had stuff like drum drops, which was this record filled with drum patterns on mm-hmm. it, right? And he would just put drum drops, like, he'd make a loop out of them and stick them on a tape and then play to it. You know, he was the first guy I knew to do that. So, but Stanley and me, I mean, when we were doing demos, they were like really down and dirty. So I don't remember, but I do remember that it just struck me, given the subject matter and the balance of the album by that time, that this would be a great Gene moment, just a really great dramatic Gene moment. You know, just suited the monster, it suited who he was, and so. We decided to give him the song, and you know, I think, and to Stanley's credit, you know, it was his song, and he did not have to give that up. And I think at first he fully intended to sing it, but I think after he, you know, thought about it, and you know, Gene took a whack at it, I think he was really happy. And I think it's one of the highlights of their set when Gene does that.
Yeah,
it's so cool.
Yeah, I mean, now you couldn't even imagine Paul ever singing that song.
No.
Just wouldn't fit.
No, it was a different kind of God, right? If Paul sang it, God of Thunder was a different kind of God of Thunder. And if Gene sings it, it's this, you know, larger-than-life cartoon menacing thing, you know. So I think it worked out well for everybody. I'm sure Paul's happy now.